What's up with the ticks out there? I am deathly afraid of them. I found two crawling on me. I have two little white dogs, and I'm so grateful they're white so I can see those little critters on them. I've had to pull ticks off them. I'm not so worried about my dogs because they take the medicine for it, so technically the ticks aren't going to get into them. However, when Brix was a baby, my little Brix the Bichon, when he was a baby, a puppy, I gave him a bath. This is the first bath I had ever given him. And I'm scrubbing away, and I'm looking at this. I'm like, what are these horns on top of his head? They were right by his ears at the top. And they were, like, black and fat, little but fat. And I thought, wow, what is this? So I took a picture, and I sent it off to our vet and the breeder. They're married. And I said, well, what is this? She said, get those out right now. Those are ticks. And they were full of blood of my little baby Brix. And of course, this was before I could actually give him the medicine, the tick medicine, because he was too little. I was scared to death. I had to call a friend to come, and she had the special tweezer that you can use for ticks to get him out. And then when we got it out, those suckers were still there moving around. They're impossible to kill. And there are different ways that you can get rid of them. You know, a lot of people throw them in the toilet. I never would, because I don't know if those things can probably crawl right back up.
Burn them.
Something like that. They are horrific. And Derek, you and I were talking a few minutes ago about how back when I was a kid, you could go in the grass, you could go play outside. No one checked you for ticks afterwards. Why is there such an invasion right now? And so much so that the county is warning us about it as well. Joining us to talk about it is Beth Ann Hamilton from Washtenaw County Health Department. And Beth Ann, are we seeing a greater number of ticks this year? And if so, why and where are they coming from?
Hey, Lucy Ann, great to be here. I know you mentioned that you're freaked out by them. I'm freaked out by them too. They're scary, but honestly, the more that I learn about it and the more that, you know, there are things that we can do to prevent illness. So it scares me a little less, feeling empowered about, knowing what to do if you find one. We've definitely had way more ticks in Washtenaw County than we've seen in previous years. It really started going up in 2021 of, cases of Lyme disease, which you can get from an infected tick bite. Basically, an explosion in 2023 of diagnosed Lyme disease cases in Washtenaw. Thankfully, it went down a little bit in 2024. It's still quite high, and it's a little too, it's too early to tell for 2025, but definitely way more cases of Lyme disease. And really what we want to tell people, especially to just know that you can get Lyme disease here in Washtenaw County from an infected tick. It used to be, like you said, much less likely, not as big of a problem, but Definitely can happen here.
So not every tick has Lyme disease or Rocky Mountain spotted, whatever it's called. There's different kinds of things that they can transmit. How do we know if the tick that has maybe bitten us and is embedded in us that we have to try to get out is infected or not? And are there telltale signs?
Great question. So no, you can't tell from looking at a tick if they have an illness. You can really the most important thing to know is that if you find a tick on you, to get it off immediately. So remove that tick, keep an eye out for symptoms, things like having a fever or a rash around where you found that tick. But another thing you can do too, is if you still have the tick, you can send a picture of it into the state health department, and they can ID that tick for you. So they can tell you what kind it is. So if you know what kind of tick it is, you can kind of have a little bit more information about what to look for and what you might've potentially been exposed to. But something a lot of people who get diagnosed with Lyme disease don't ever remember having a tick bite. So sometimes they're big and gross and you can see them, especially if they're engorged with blood, like you were talking about. But other times they can be super, super tiny. So you might have been exposed and not even really known it, not known to look out for symptoms, not know that that could be an issue. So really what we want to tell people is to just be proactive, spend time outside. We love that. We love being outside, but you can do a ton of things to prevent ticks. You can use bug spray that's approved by the EPA. You can wear long pants and long sleeves, hopefully a good loose fabric so that you're not hot and stuffy, but you've got some skin protection. You can be super cool and tuck your pants into your socks. If you see people doing that out on the trail, like, you look really awesome.
Oh, come on, Beth Ann. Is that really the look today?
if you don't like ticks, like, that is it's a great thing to do. You can also, like, walk in the middle of trails. Like, ticks love, like, brushy, long, you know, like, long grass and, like, leaf litter and stuff, even though they can be anywhere. But so if you walk, like, in the middle of trails, or you kind of try to stay out of those really grassy areas, that's one way to avoid them. And then the most basic thing is also just to look for them. So, like, if you spend time outside, when you come in inside, like, take time to, like, look at your body, look at your, like, your kids and your pets, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, look, do a really good glance, try to, like, make sure that you check weird spots, maybe, like, armpit or, like, your knee crack or, like, even in your scalp, too.
Yeah, have a family member check that for you. It's really important. And I understand that if a tick, if you've noticed that a tick, you have a tick bite, if it's less than 24 hours, it's unlikely or less likely that you'll get Lyme disease if you get it pulled out in time. Is that correct?
Yeah. So that's what I mean of, like, the more that I learn, the less, like, scared I am, because if you can, like, you do those tick checks, if you find a tick within, like, 24 hours and you remove it before that, that, like, really significantly reduces the chance that there's, like, time for that infection to get into your body. So, like, don't totally freak out. If you find a tick, honestly, it's probably good because you can remove it. You know what to look for. I think we haven't talked about, like, the rashes too much, but, like, a lot of times, well, some people will, like, have a kind of like a bullseye rash eventually around a tick bite. That can be, like, a good symptom of, like, you should go to the doctor and talk to them about Lyme disease and antibiotics. But like we said, like, a lot of people maybe don't have that rash. It can look really, really different depending on, like, your skin tone or really anything. Like, they think people look for, like, you know, like a target bullseye. And mm-hmm. like, it's not quite as obvious as that all the time. So that's another thing we want to tell people.
Well, a friend of mine believes that he was bitten by a tick and he had that bullseye rash. He had a fever, a nonstop fever for 7 days. So that's, again, one of the symptoms. Rash, fever, headache, fatigue, muscle pain, joint stiffness. So all of that could tell you, signal you that, okay, you better go to the doctor. He was treated with amoxicillin, and he is feeling much better, and the fever has gone away, so it did its job. But I still wonder, and he's wondering, okay, is that it? Do I have to worry now that I have Lyme disease, or is it over? I mean, do we know?
Yeah, that's a great, so that's like a great example of how, if you notice those symptoms, like, get into a doctor right away. Cause if they give you those antibiotics, the earlier, the better, like, the more, like, we do have, like, those treat Lyme disease successfully. So I would say, like, if for your friend, like, it's probably one, just keep talking to your doctor, keep checking in with them, know that they have that in their past. But, like, those antibiotics, they work really well. So that's why it's really important to, like, know about Lyme disease, know about ticks, know what to do, and talk to your doctor if you know that you got bitten by a tick, or even, like, if you start feeling weird and you spend a lot of time outside or you went on a camping trip, like, this is information that's, like, relevant for your doctor.
We're talking with Beth Ann Hamilton. She's communications coordinator for our Washtenaw County Health Department. While most of us are running the opposite direction, your county staff, they're running towards the ticks. I understand you guys conduct tick drags throughout locations in the county. What is that and why?
Yeah, we do. So tick drags, they're basically, like, you walk around outside in those areas that I told you to avoid. So it's like, you know, and our staff are really safe, right? They've got their bug spray. They've got their, you know, they know what to look for, but they're basically, like, taking a survey of spots in our county. They look and see what ticks they have at the end of those tick drags. They ID them with the state. So it basically, like, gives us a good idea of what we have out there in our community. It allows us to kind of, like, track over time what kind of ticks we have here and how often we're finding them. So, like, since we've done those tick drags for a few years, we know, like, we're seeing more ticks over time. But yeah, so that's just like one of the really fun ways that people don't know that public health is out there, like protecting the health of our whole community.
Yeah. And do we know why there's so many more? I do know that when we had the warmer winter, we were seeing some ticks coming back. So I'm assuming they're attracted by warm weather.
So they can still survive in temperatures, I think up to like 40 degrees. So they don't totally die as soon as it's cold. But, you know, we know like the climate is changing, like the hotter it is, like the tick habitats, the places that they can live, it changes. So like we just didn't used to be so like a good environment for ticks to thrive like they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've seen that and we know that from the data that we have from doing these tick drags like here in Washtenaw County and then across the state, we have an idea of like how they're like kind of thriving in places that they didn't used to.
All right. You mentioned earlier that there is a spray, an EPA approved spray for ticks. Does that really work?
Yeah, it's good. And it works against, you know, mosquitoes too. So just like make sure that you're, you know, you can go to the EPA's website or on our website too. We have a link of like EPA approved sprays. So you can look for things with DEET. And then you can also, there's a treatment called, permethrin that you can put on like clothing and gear. So you do not want to put that on your body, but you can put it on like clothes and socks and like follow those directions carefully. It's another good tick prevention. I know that can be, that chemical can be dangerous for cats. So if you have cats and use permethrin, like keep an eye out for that. Don't let them be close to it, but read those instructions. Like those insect repellents can help.
Well, Beth Ann, you are a wealth of information today. Thank you so much. And as far as getting rid of ticks once you found them, I'm here to tell you, you cannot smush ticks. They live through everything. What's the best way to get rid of them?
Yeah, so if you find them, I know you mentioned your friend had that like tick key, like those things can be kind of cool. But you can also just use tweezers. So if you find one on your body, like grab some tweezers, get like as close to the skin as you can and pull straight off. You do not want to like twist it. You want to make sure that you just like pull it gently. And then after you do that, I mean, you can flush it. You can hold on to it, maybe like put it in the freezer so it dies and you can take a picture and send it to the state if you want.
Well, you know, and that's really important. I always put it on a paper towel and take that photo right away. There also is a tick app that Michigan State University partners with other universities, and they will identify it for you as well. And they've got a lot of good information on the tick app. I have that on my phone. It's the tick app. But glad to know that the state also does that. And as far as all the information you have on the county website, where do people go to get Lyme and tick webpage that you have?
Yeah, so it's super easy. You just go to washtenaw.org/health, and we have a button right on our front page. It says Fight the Bite. So you can click there. You can see all the information about, you know, that also has info about like bats and what to do if you find a bat in your house. But mosquitoes, ticks, all that info is right there. And we're happy to answer any
questions. Please don't add any more to me. I got to worry about bats, too. No, I know they're good for our environment, though. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, we didn't talk about mosquitoes, but how are we doing with West Nile virus here in the county?
Yeah. So it's interesting. Like in the time I worked here for 5 years, and like ticks have definitely become way more of a concern really than mosquitoes. So we haven't actually had a case of West Nile virus confirmed in the county since 2018.
Oh, okay.
But we still, you know, compared to like Lyme disease in 2024, we had 143 confirmed cases. So good info for people to know. Definitely, you still want to avoid mosquito bites, though. They're not fun. Like, you never know. It's good to prevent mosquito bites anyway. And a lot of those same insect repellent, they work for mosquitoes and for ticks.
All right. Just got to be careful out there. And Beth Ann, of those 143 cases of in Washtenaw County in 2024, 121 of those cases were likely exposed to the Lyme bacteria in Washtenaw County. So that's a good number there.
Right.
It's here.
Yeah.
You got
the vast majority. Yeah. You like, that's what we just want to like shout from the rooftops. Like you can get Lyme disease here in Washtenaw County. You don't have to like go up north or go to a different place. Like you can get it here locally. So people should just be mindful of that.
Yeah. We often think of it out on the East Coast as well. So, but it's here in Washtenaw County as well. Again, go to washtenaw.org. And what's the page? /health. /health, washtenaw.org/health. And then you'll see on there, Fight the Bite. Click that and it'll get right into all the information you need about ticks and mosquitoes right here in Washtenaw County. Beth Ann Hamilton, thank you so much for joining us. Great information today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
And Beth Ann is the communications coordinator at our Washtenaw County Health Department. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and you're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.